line shooting two free throws. As we have a timeout called by Cass City. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay with you here as Mason Erla just drew his second foul with 5:35 left in the first quarter. So some early foul trouble for Cass City. They only have two team fouls, and they both go to Erla.
That's two big fouls, too, and you'd really hate to take him out of the game. After all, what I think is going to have to happen with Brendan Ballard, it seems like I'm picking on the poor guy, but if I was trying to defense him, I think I'd be fronting him like crazy. And then looking for some backside help on him because you just can't go one-on-one with a talent like that.
Coming out of the timeout, Aaron Fernald wanted to discuss some things, get his team on the board. 5:35 left in the first. 2-0 USA in a very low-scoring game so far. USA is at the line shooting two. Brandon Harper doing the duties for the Patriots. Full house here in Cass City tonight. First free throw up and good. Brandon Harper is on the board with one. As we have substitution, Mason Erla does sit down for Cass City, being replaced by Jacob Perry.
Brandon Harper is one of those complimentary kids. He's going to go ahead and nickel and dime you to death. Every successful team needs a guy like this guy.
And the second free throw looks as pretty as the first one, and it's good. 4-0, USA leads with 5:35 left in the first quarter.
Still in the man-to-man.
Tristan Kuntz being guarded by Ballard in the left wing, now to the right wing to Cuthrell. Now we have a foul away from the ball. It's going to be on USA. Looks like it's going to be a hand check or push or an old-fashioned Big Ten uncertainty away from the foul or away from the ball foul. And this one's against number 3, Nick DeSimpler, his first and USA's first team foul. Pass this one into the left wing to number 12, Jacob Perry. Now to the hands of Hartwick in the left wing. Back up to the top to Cuthrell. Into the right corner to Hartwick, and now we have a push against a USA player. Aaron Sines can't believe it. He's charged with his first foul and the team's second, so both teams with two fouls apiece. 4-0 USA leads with 5:05 left in the first. For those keeping score at home, that's a 4-0 run for USA. As the shot's up from number 4 for Cass City, Hartwick for just inside the 3 line, no good, rebound USA. Here come the Patriots. Over to the right wing to Kramer, feed it into Ballard. One dribble and it's actually stripped away. Ballard picks it back up though. Out to DeSimpler. Signs for 3 from the right left wing. This one's no good. And rebound Dickinson for Cass City. Bringing it up himself. Jump stop at the left wing. To Hardwick. Top of the key. To Cuthrell. Being guarded by Signs from a distance. 4.5 to play in the first. 4-0 USA. Tristan Kuntz, right wing, being guarded by Ballard in that man-to-man.
The man-to-man is bothering Cass City. Right now, USA is not giving him much room to shoot.
Over to the right wing, Colin Hartwick being guarded closely by Kramer. Now to a wide open number 2, Cuthrell for 3 from the left wing, no good. Rebound to Simpler for USA. Zach Kramer brings it down the court. Retreats to the top of the key, just inside the 3 line for the jumper. This one's no good. Ballard with the easy rebound. Gets it to DeSimpler, feeds it back down to Ballard, and this one's stripped away by Jacob Perry. Here come the Red Hawks. Picks his dribble up at the left wing into the left corner, back to Tristan Kuntz in the left wing for 3. Yes! Tristan Kuntz gets Cassidy on the board with a 3, and now it's a 1-point game, 4-3, Patriots by 1. 3.5 to play in the first quarter, and now number 20, Brandon Harper, drove the lane, and he was fouled on the way up. Although it was swatted away by Curtis Dickinson, could have had a lower body on the foul on that one. So that's the third team foul on Cass City. And the first against Curtis Dickinson at the line. Shooting two is Brandon Harper. He's 2-for-2 on the night so far. First free throw, no good. Cass City student section getting into the thing, works the things, and I jinxed the man on that one.
I think that's a radio man's responsibility.
You're welcome. Hayden Ewald checks in, replaces Zach Kramer for USA. As another free throw coming here from Brandon Harper, who's now 2-for-3 from the line. And he missed that one as well. Two for four. Rebound Tristan Kuntz. Here comes Cass City trailing by one with 3.5 to play in the first. Up to Hartwick. Back to Cuthrell, top of the key. Over to Kuntz. In between the wing and the corner on the left side. Back up to Jacob Perry. Dribbles once. Feeds it down into the lane to Curtis Dickinson. Kuntz for three from this time from the left corner. This one's short. And rebound Aaron Sines, the sophomore for USA. Top of the key, dribbles to his left, kicks it out to number 31, Hayden Ewald. Back up to Sines, looking for something to go to the high post to Seth Gangler, number 44. This one's actually stolen away by Dickinson. Goes up for the layup, and this one's good. We have a one-point lead for Cass City. Dickinson on the board, 5-4. Cass City leads by one. 2:40 left in the first quarter. And USA tries to drive down the lane, kicks it out, and we have a whistle.
It's this like one, a foul on Jacob Perry.
That'll be Jacob Perry's first foul and Cass City's fourth with the slash or the high sticking, according to the call. So it'll be USA ball underneath their own hoop. I wouldn't tell you who's in behind me, but I cannot see a darn thing. DeSimpler, top of the key. Dribbling against Hartwick, now to Sines. Being guarded by Hartwick. Did the pump fake for the three, kicks it down to the corner to Hayden Ewald for the short jumper. This one's no good. Rebound, Cass City. Aaron Fernell tells his team to get down the court. And now for three from the right wing. Cuthrell, no good. Rebound, USA. Seth Gangler in on the action. Here comes the Simpler. Down to Sines, left wing, double team. Cass City getting pretty handsy on the defense. Or to Hayden Ewald, down to Simpler in the right corner, feeds it into Seth Gangler for two, and this one's good from the right block. It's back to a one-point game for USA on top. We've had two lead changes and no ties.
The tempo of the game right now is going USA's way because what they're doing is controlling the paint. Cass City right now just drove the lane with number two, Sawyer Cuthrell, and it was successful for them.
And now we have another lead change, the third of the night. 7-6, Cass City by one, a minute 25 left in the first. As they try to go cross court with it to Aaron Sines, goes out of bounds, a little too tall for him. And a turnover for USA, the second of the night. It's a couple substitutions. Aaron Sines sits down. Number 11, Zach Kramer is back in, as well as Brendan Ballard checks back in. He replaces Brandon Harper. So out there right now for USA, we have number 11, Zach Kramer, 31, Hayden Ewald, Brendan Ballard, number 3, DeSimpler, and number 44, Seth Gangler. Cassidy on offense, 1:10 left in the first. They lead by one, and the three is up from the top of the key from Cuthrell. No good. Rebound, Hayden Ewald for USA. Loses it as he crossed midcourt. It's still loose. USA picks it up. Seth Gangler gets to a wide open Brendan Ballard. This is up and in for two. And now a one-point lead for USA. 8-7, Patriots over the Redhawks. 45 seconds left in the first. Curtis Dickinson over to Hartwick. Drives the lane from the baseline to the left side. No good. Rebound Ballard. And gets into the hands of DeSimpler. 35 seconds left. Down to the corner to Hayden Ewald for the short jumper. Bounces off the iron three times. And ripped away by Tristan Kuntz. And nearly saved by Hartwick. Goes out of bounds. So now two substitutions come in for Cass City. Dakota Hartle and number 14, Kyle Ross, check in. He replaces Dickinson and Hartwick. High tempo game suddenly in this to end this first quarter. Into Ballard, up to the top to Hayden Ewald. For three, Zach Kramer's no good. Ball still loose, and it goes out of bounds. Cass City felt it was their ball, and it's a blue ball underneath their own hoop. Now the official's discussing things. One official said he couldn't see it. And so they're going to remain with the call. The ruling on the field stands. 19.7 seconds left in the first. It's 8-7 USA by one over Cass City.
Usually the tie goes to the official.
Brendan Ballard gets the inbounds pass. Feeds it up to DeSimpler. Over to Zach Kramer. Now trying to go for last shot. 12 seconds remain. to Simpler with the ball, top of the key. Now starts his dribble. Cass City in a 2-3 zone.